Last time we talked about Bishul and Blios and Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. There's a Chumrah that you all know of with respect to Shabbos, that Kali HaBishul are Mivashel, even not in a Kli Rishon, even when ordinarily there wouldn't be Bishul. Does that Chumrah have any relevance to Yoredeya? So the Poshup Shot is no. Why? Because Kali HaBishul, that which they are Mivashel and a Kli Sheni, is because of their softness or because they're thin, so they're prepared through heat, and even the heat of a Kli Sheni. But doesn't mean that the normal rules of Blios will change. So if you hold that there's no Blios in a Kli Sheni, as we lemaisa hold at least a bidyaved, so then the fact that it's Kali HaBishul shouldn't make a difference. But maybe it's not true. Maybe by definition, anytime there's Bishul, there's Blios, regardless of the heat. So it's not obvious one way or the other. The Chazon Ish discusses it. Among Rishonim, the Maharil discusses this, and the Maharil writes explicitly that Kali HaBishul do not apply in here. In other words, the Chumrah for Kali HaBishul is only relevant for Shabbos. When it comes to your day, you don't have to start thinking, well, maybe this thing in the Kli Sheni was Kali HaBishul. And the body of Shulchan is medayik that this is also the view of the Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention any exceptions. When the Shulchan Aruch says you could be Mako, at least B'diavad in a Kli Sheni, it doesn't say anything about there being exceptions, namely Kali HaBishul. The next practical question, the Maril is Makel, explicitly. It's quoted in the, if you want to look it up, I didn't write down the citation here, but it's quoted in this Badia Shulchan, which is in the Biurim Diyum Maschel Aval on page Reish Samach Gimel. Yes?
Isn't the implication that, like, Bishul, yeah, like you said, you know, it's also Mathlia Mathlet, because, like,
Not necessarily. That's the question. But you could have said no. Usually, when you're talking about Bishul, normal Bishul, like in a Kli Rishon, so then it's Mavli or Maflet. Doesn't mean that there. But Kali HaBishul work differently. The Metzius is different. They're prepared through heat, even at a very low temperature.
Even though it's not a Bishul, it's nonetheless.
Okay.
It does not apply that Bishul usually.
We're Mako by Kli Sheni, but even if you're Machmir by Kli Sheni, so it's true. We paskin that there are cases that there's Blios and not Bishul. That doesn't mean that if there's Bishul, there's Blios. For Blios, you need Kli Rishon or even Kli Rishon. And that doesn't matter whether it's Kali HaBishul or not. So just like we don't assume not automatically that if there's no Bishul that there's also no Blios, so too we don't assume automatically that if there is Bishul, there are Blios. That's the question. You could, Misvar, I think you could make the case both ways. I don't think it's obvious which way, one way or the other, but at the very least, the Maril is Mekel, and the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is Lahakel. And no Sekelim, like nobody mentions, oh, except if there's a, if this is Kali HaBishul. So that's why the Pashtus is Lahakel. Okay. We mentioned that we certainly paskin that we never have to worry about Blios anytime it's less than Yad Soledis Bo, we're not hosh for the Rashba and the like. The question is, how hot is Yad Soledis Bo in a practical sense? So the Gemara says that Echad Shemen Vechad Maim Yad Soledis Bo Aser, Ein Yad Soledis Bo Mutter, Hechi Dam Yad Soledis, Amar Rachva, Kol Shekriso Shel Tinok Nichves. Okay, will it burn a baby's stomach? How hot is that? Sort of hard to know. So,
why?
That's why, you're joking? Okay, good. So that is why we sort of have to be creative to figure out what it might be. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says the following chiddush. He says that we know Beis HaShechita is less than Yad Soledis Bo. We already mentioned the Ritva says that, the Rashba assumes that. So, if we could figure out what Chom Beis HaShechita is, we could know that Yad Soledis Bo is not going to be below that. So, Kedarko Bakodesh, he had a very practical solution, which could be verified via experimentation. And he said, based off of this, that up to 45 degrees Celsius, 114 Fahrenheit, is definitely less than Yatzeletis Bo. So that is, apparently, I guess, gets a little hotter when you shecht it. I guess the animal gets very levedic. I don't know, the body temperature might rise. Whatever it is, he deals with these issues. If you want to take a look, it's quoted in the Shmir Shavuos Kilchasa in Perek Aleph Ha'ara Gimel, as well as Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simin Tzadi Aleph Sif Katan Ches, where he does the analysis, and that's how he comes up with 114 degrees or less you could be makel on. Rav Moshe, very similar. He says 110 degrees is fine, but starting from 110 degrees, it should be treated as suffik yad soledis bo, all the way till 160 degrees. Now there's 110, there's a 50 degree range in terms of suffik. Elsewhere he's a little more make, well, more, whatever it is. He says 180, I think. But I think that's the general consensus poskim, that we're machmir, at least with respect to Shabbos, from 110 to 110 to 160. Now, for Shabbos, you have to know it in both directions, because you have to know what it is, l'chol ren, it is l'kula. For Yoredeya, usually, you'd be choshish for the lower temperature. Though, I guess, I think that's generally going to be the case. The other poskim say all sorts of different things. The Darkei Tshuva says it's 40 degrees. If you look at Midos Veshiri Torah, he quotes Tzvi Pesach Frank as saying 52 degrees, which is pretty high. Many kashrus organizations rely on 120, which is a view of Aaron Cutler, especially for Yoredeya. For Yoredeya, there's a little more room for leniency versus Shabbos. So therefore, many kashrus organizations, at least for Yoredeya Shilas, are makel up to 120. So just to give you like an idea of practically what this means, so you could, you know, these aren't just random numbers. So a child's bath water is about 100 degrees. Adult bath water, if you take a hot bath, is about 110 degrees. Now you might say, well, 110 degrees, how does skin burn, even a baby's skin? I will have pointed out, if you look at an adult who takes a hot shower and look at their back after they come out of the shower, their back will be all red. Meaning to say there is burning. Their skin, it's obviously not a heavy burn. You know, wouldn't even call it a third degree burn. But first degree burn. But you know, you could imagine that kreso sheltino would be nechves, where the skin is much softer. So if you want, I'll give you a couple of shiurim. So adult bath water is about 110. Hot tap water in your house, for most people, at a medium, you know, you could change the setting, but if you have your boiler set at a medium setting, it's about 120, 125. So if you're makel for your day at 120, then the hot only tap water coming out of your tap may be yad soledis bo. Around a hot cup of coffee with milk added is about 125 degrees. Hot tea, no, or coffee with no water added, meaning to say you just pour it straight. You boil the kettle and you pour it into klisheni, it's about 165. In other words, it goes down from 212 to 165, more or less, just by pouring it. I'm saying over the course, or maybe 100. If that chicken soup at a really good restaurant, they'll try to get you your soup at 180. Really good restaurants also sometimes heat the bowls because you lose too much in the process. Right. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Exactly. Or if you want to know it like this, a hot water causes a third degree burn in 1 second at 156 degrees and in 15 seconds in 133 degrees. So this has to be poured on first. Anyway, Einstein. Now, so exactly. Well, you know the McDonald's, you know, that there we go. They lowered their coffee temperature after that lawsuit. I remember seeing one of the kashrus agencies was trying to figure out the CRC gives a hechsher to popcorn. I forget which type. It's a brand that you all know. So they have kosher and non-kosher popcorns. So they kosher in between the kalim, but the problem is the conveyor belt. The question is, was the conveyor belt, was the popcorn still Yatzel Edispo? They were makel for 120 when it hit the conveyor belt, because to kosher the conveyor belt, it's impossible. So the question, they could clean the conveyor belt, but they're not going to kosher the conveyor belt. The question is, was the popcorn 120 degrees when it reaches the conveyor belt? So you're trying to figure out how you're supposed to figure it out. First they said, we'll do infrared testing, but that's notoriously inaccurate. And then they tried various different theories, but none of them they were confident, because the popcorn is like flying all over the place. It's very hard. So they told the mashgiach, they say, look, go ahead and figure out, yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. You need to train your hand to figure out what's 120 degrees. So take water that's 115 degrees and put it in. Figure out what 115, do 118, 120, 125. Train your hand to figure out what's 120 degrees so you could tell by chush. Now it's interesting because water feels hotter. So you have to do things also that are, it feels hotter because it's high pressure. So you have to do low pressure. You have to like maybe touch the outside lightly, different things, but basically train your hand and then touch the popcorn and decide whether or not it's 120 degrees when it first hits the conveyor belt. He decided it's less than 120 degrees. So, okay. Fine. Yes?
Why can we be more makeup by
Because we're not dealing with an Isser. Kares! Bishel Dairaisa! Much more Chamar. We'll see. I'll give you another example of that psak, which is like this. Right? Sort of off the top, but since you reminded me of, so how do we paskin by Iroy in Yordaya? Right? How do we paskin? Anyone know? We're machmir, that's mevashel kadei klipa, right? The middle view, right? It's not make like the Rashbam that it's just mavliya klipa, not machmir like the opinion in Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam or the Ri in one place that it's mevashel kulo, rather Mevashel kadei klipa. That's what we paskin in your day. So, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says, therefore, if you wish to warm a bottle on Shabbos, let's say a bottle of formula, right? It hasn't been cooked before. What is a bottle of formula? You mix in water and some powder formula, so you want to warm it up for your baby. So what do? You put it under your urn, or you put it in like in a bowl, and you run the urn on it, and that'll warm it up. So what's that? Iroi Kli Rishon. So the Shmir Shabbos Kolchas says, well, we're Mako. Iroi Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kadei Klipa. The bottle is a Klipa. So it should be water. Fulik says, Mapitom. You can't extrapolate from Yoredeya till Shabbos. Just because we're Mako in Yoredeya that it's only Mevashel Kadei Klipa, Shabbos and Nisar Kares, maybe we're Machmir for the Rishonim who say it's Mevashel Bakulo. For Iroi Shalom Nefsaka Kiluach, which is what it is when it's coming straight from the urn. So according to Rabbi Willig, if you want to heat up your bottle, you should first fill the bowl with the bottle, then it's a cliché, then for sure you could put the bottle in, no problem. It would be okay if you're warming a bottle of milk, because then there's more room for leniency, it's Bishel Acher Bishel. But
pasteurized,
maybe. But certainly for a formula where it hasn't been cooked, the water is raw, meaning they never cooked. So then you should make sure to first fill your bowl with, or mug, whatever it is, with the water, and then put it in. Yeah.
Even if you assume it's mevashel kadei klipa by Shabbos also, why wouldn't that be usher?
You can't cook a bottle. You could even put your bottle into a kli rishon al ha'ish on Shabbos, right? When we talk about cooking, we're talking about food, right? That's why there's no problem, for example, sticking a ladle into your chalent, leaving aside the cooking of the chalent. But you don't have to worry about cooking the ladle. Right? Okay, good.
Then
fine.
If the Metzias is that at 120 degrees, the baby's stomach would definitely be nichves.
I don't know, definitely. Nichves is very hard to measure, like we said. Why is nichves so hard to measure? Because because what does nechves mean? Does nechves mean turn red? Does it mean first degree burn? Does it mean second degree, third degree burn? As we said, it like takes, even in a certain temperature, right? As I said, water causes hot water, like hot tap water. Let's say like this. At 133 degrees, it takes 15 seconds.
Right.
At 156 degrees, it takes 1 second to cause a third-degree burn. So it's very hard from the sheer, even if you like started measuring when, you know, you ask a doctor, at what temperature does a baby's stomach burn at? Well, the term burn is a very vague term. We can't figure it out that way. So then he'll say, okay, I know how to figure it out. Yad Tzeledisbo. Does the hand recoil? Right, Willig actually points out that's why we have such a huge range. Like we said, 110 to 160. Why? Like, why don't you just... It's very unusual to have like a 50-degree range, lakula, from... So he says, it's actually toloi in a machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban in Shabbos. I don't want to get into it so much. But the question is like this. Does Yad Tzeledisbo mean when the hand recoils, when you're expecting it or when you're not expecting it? When you're expecting something hot, so the hand is able to tolerate quite a high amount of heat. The skin on the hand is thick, doesn't burn easily, especially my grandmother used to take things out of the oven without oven mitts. Even like regular people, you know, if you cook in the kitchen long enough. So if you're expecting something hot, you're able to tolerate a fair amount of heat. If you're not, like you expect this to be cold and you touch it, like a radiator or something like that, and then it's hot, so even at a relatively low temperature, like 110 degrees, your hand will be solid. So what does it mean? This might be machlokas between Balamor and Rochamos, and that's why, again, L'chumra will go as low as 110, and L'chumra will also go as high as 160, 170, 180, any other direction. Okay. Ad kan. Now, the next question we have to deal with is, do you need Dfanos Mechamemos Dafka or not? So as you saw from Tosfos and Shabbos and other places, what's the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? Kli Rishon is Dfanos Mechamemos, and Kli Sheni is Dfanos Mescaros, right? Lashon of Tosfos She'en Dofnos of Chamin Holech V'Holech Mescaros. The question is, which diuk is the ikar diuk? Do we say that it's only a kli rishon if it's defanos mischamimos, or the lashon of Tosfos, dofnosav chamin umachzik chomo zman meruba, and anything short of that will have the din of kli sheni? Or do we say the opposite, that it's only if dofnosav miskariros that we give it the din of a kli sheni, but if not, it would have the din of a kli rishon? So one nafkamina, like you alluded to, perhaps, you know, it's, I guess, sort of highlights this point, is like I said, good restaurants, they will give you heated soup bowls, so that when they pour your soup into your soup bowl, it will be very hot. Or maybe Belsky thought a nafkamina was styrofoam cups. Styrofoam cups. Reshachter is choshish for it? Okay. Oh, you're doing Bishul now?
No, we did before.
Oh, before?
I'm doing a little bit now.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, Shachter also, apparently. Styrofoam cups are not, obviously, they're not Dofnosav Mischamimos. They wouldn't even be Mischamimos as a Kli Rishon. Can't really have a Kli Rishon styrofoam cup. Maybe in a microwave. But they're not miskareros also. So those are some of the interesting nafkaminos. The classical nafkaminos, obviously this depends on a number of factors. In other words, how constant, how big it is. And there's much more exposure to how much exposure there is to the cold walls, which is going to depend a lot on the size, the shape of your cup or bowl, right? Saying there are a million factors that are going to go into determining these types of questions. There's a difference between whether you ladle it out or you pour it. All sorts of factors. Anyway, so who asked this question? Again, the question of whether it's the factor is dofnosav miskaveros or dofnosav mischamemos, v'chavos das, among others. It's in Siman Tzadi Beis, Sifkat and Chav Zayin, and he writes that there are two nafkaminas in the Shaila. Nafkamina number one is the ladle. Why is the ladle a nafkamina? So, in the case of the ladle, you take, instead of pouring from the Kli Rishon to the Kli Sheni, you insert the Kli Sheni into the Kli Rishon, right? You dip the ladle into the pot of soup. Let's assume for a moment that we're talking about Kli Rishon Shelo Agabei Ha'esh. In other words, you turned off the fire. You're not, like on Shabbos, typically, right? You're ladling out the soup from your pot, so it's not on the fire mamish, it's off the fire, but still could be very, very, very hot. So you dip the ladle into the Kli Rishon. So he says that this should be a nafkamina. Why? You don't have dofnosav miskareros, because when you dip the ladle into the pot, the Kli Rishon warms up the walls of the ladle, and therefore, when you pour from the ladle into your bowl, the bowl would be a Kli Sheni, not a Kli Shlishi, which would be maybe nafkaminas lagabe putting bread into your soup or other such shilas on Shabbos. But anyway, so you dip the ladle into the pot. So it's not dofnosav miskareros, but he claims it's also not dofnosav mischamemos, at least if the fire's off. Now, why does he assume that? Because he thinks that for dofnosav mischamemos, what if you think that's ma'akev, that means that the dofnosav got heated by the fire, like a Kli Rishon. In other words, the Kli Rishon, the walls of the Kli Rishon get hot, heated by what? Fire. You put a pot on the fire heats the walls of the pot. In fact, it does so even before it heats the food in the pot. So if you think you need dofnosav mischamemos al yidei ha'esh, then a ladle will have the din of a Kli Sheni. If you think anything that isn't dofnosav miskareros will have the din of a Kli Rishon, then a ladle will have the din of a Kli Rishon. So what's the halacha by ladle? So if you take a look at the Taz, Tzadi Beis, Sif Katan Lam, and he quotes a machlokas, he notes that the Maharil is Mekel, that a ladle has a din of a Kli Sheni. And he says this would be a nafkamina both in terms of Hilchos Shabbos for Bishul, and since we're doing Yerideya, it would be a nafkamina for Hagalah. Not for the Hagalah of the ladle. The Hagalah of the ladle will definitely need a Kli Rishon because it got non-kosher by the Kli Rishon, right? You dipped it into the Kli Rishon. The nafkamina would be that which was poured from the ladle. Would you treat it as Irei Kli Rishon or Irei Kli Sheni, right? For example, if you, let's say, right, you all ask the shilas about, you know, inheriting treif dishes and soup bowls, right? So we said, well, if it's a dish, so the china is probably only going to be a Kli Sheni. If you're mako like the Rama, so you're mako for Dover Gush, then it's going to be okay. And what about the bowls? The bowls, presumably, you used a ladle. So if you think that you're mako on a ladle shiloh, like the Maharil, so then it's going to be Iroi Kli Sheni, which is also room for a kula. On the other hand, if you're machmi on a ladle shiloh, like the Taz, then l'chora will be Iroi Kli Rishon, which will aser a klipa.
But the Taz will be mako like the Maharil.
No, the Taz is machmir. If you look at the Taz, see, it's very interesting. If you look at the sources, it sounds to me, when I looked at the sources, that there are actually three shitos in the Rishonim. The Taz seems to say that it's Dino Kikli Rishon immediately. The Maharil says if you're Mishahe, the Kaf in the Kli Rishon, that's Algabe Ha'esh, then Dino Kikli Rishon. And otherwise, when you take it out, it's like a Kli Sheni. In other words, if you take your ladle out quickly, perhaps maybe the first bowl of soup would be a Kli Shlishi, but the second, you know, or the third or the fourth bowl, it might be a Kli Rishon.
If you leave it in there?
If you leave it in there, it's already hot. That's sort of the Ma'aril's view. And then there's actually a third view, it seems like, in Tosfos, that is Dino Kiklisheni no matter what. That's the way, if you you might have argued from the sources. The Taz himself thinks there's only two opinions. There's only his opinion that that it has a din of a Kli Rishon right away, and he thinks the Ma'aril and Tosfos are the same opinion, which is that it wouldn't be a Kli Rishon right away, but it could become a Kli Rishon. Now, Lemaisa, the way the Chavos Das read it is that the Machlokas, as I said, between the Ma'aril and the Taz is this question. In other words, which is the Ikar Diuk and Tosfos? Though, if you look at the Taz, it sounds like he thinks that the ladle is a Kli Rishon because it's considered Dofnosa Mischamimos. In other words, not the way the Chavos Das says it. The Chavos Das says a ladle would be a Kli Rishon because as long as it's not Dofnosav Miskareros, it has a din of a Kli Rishon. That's the way he explains the Machmir position. If you look at the way that Taz presents the Machmir position, it seems to be that, no, he says, that it is considered Dofnosav Mischamimos. So that itself isn't clear. It's not a straightforward nafgamina. Again, I think everybody's going to agree that if you use a ladle on a boiling hot pot on the fire, so then probably it's going to be Kli Rishon, because then you could say it's Dofnosav Mischamimos Al Yidei Ha'or. And
you know there's like a middle thing?
Yeah, but still, it's mechuber to the fire. Via the... Well, just like we say, when you take the pot off the fire, it still retains its din Kli Rishon. So Mistama, when you take the ladle out of the fire, would retain. That's I think the Pashup Shat.
The finish is that could be Yotzer Kli Rishon if it's not on the fire.
According to the Machmir view, yeah. Correct.
Is that like a cascade? Like it could be a Yotzer as many?
Maybe. I mean, until it's poured. So that's nafgamina number one in this shaila, at least again the way the Chavos Das presents it. Nafgamina number two is the famous discussion of Davar Gush. Why is this a nafgamina? Davar Gush does not have Dofnosav Miskareros, but it doesn't have Dofnosav Mischamimos. Now, obviously it has some Dofnosav Miskareros because at the point of contact, let's say a hot piece of steak, so it's not floating, so it touches the bottom of the plate, but it's not enveloped, it's only surrounded on one side by cold kli, as opposed to a liquid, which is surrounded on, we'll say, five sides by cold kli. So if you think that you need Dofnosav Miskareros, so then maybe Davar Gush would have the status of a Kli Rishon. However, if you think that it's only a Kli Rishon if you have Dofnosav Mischamimos, so then you surely don't have Dofnosav Mischamimos. So the Chavos Das says this question, which we know the Ramaz Mekalon, the Isser Veheter, and the Marshal are Machmir on, is subject to this debate. As we'll see in a moment, it's not so simple, and as the Taz Shach points out, there might be a difference between the Isser Veheter and the Marshal, and the like. We'll get to the details in a second, but Rikufya, it's another nafgamina for this shaila. Let me present it, and then you'll ask your question. Okay. So we know that, again, the Marshal says Davar Gush, that's taken from a Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni, has the din of a Kli Rishon as long as it's Yad Tzol Ledes Bo. So therefore, let's say you use a milchik spoon, right? You have, again, we don't want, we want to avoid knives. You'll see why in a second. So, now, one of the examples in the Marshal where he's machmiran is oraz. We have to figure out what type of oraz this is talking about. That's what the Shach deals with. But you have fleishig orez, and you use a milchik spoon. So, because we're treating it like a kli rishon, you have a problem. The milchik spoon will aser the fleishig orez. Fleishig orez might not be able to aser the milchik spoon, because ein balu yotzei b'lo rotev, we'll talk about that extensively when we do the Shachan Taz later on, but at least the milchik spoon will aser the fleishig rotev, orez, right? And that's because we're going to treat the orez as a kli rishon. Now, you'll say, one second, why does the marshal need this chumrah? Doesn't the marshal hold that we're machmir for kli sheni, that it's mavliya b'kulo? Right? So the marshal doesn't even need his famous chumrah. Answer is no, because even though the marshal, if you remember, was machmir for kli sheni, that it's mavliya b'kulo, it's not mavliya maflik echad, which means that it could not, if this was a chicken soup, right, a liquid, you put your milchik spoon into your chicken soup, so what would happen is that the chicken soup could not, it can't be maflit from the chicken soup and be maflit from the spoon and mavliya into the chicken soup. The spoon would be aser, but the chicken soup should be mutter.
We're not looking at the orez as one thing, we're looking at it as different grains?
No, it's the spoon.
Good.
The spoon is mavliya into the orez.
The spoon is mavliya into the orez because it has a din of a kli rishon. If it had a din of a kli sheni, if it was chicken soup, so then, well, that's sort of interesting, because then it needs to be mavliya and maflet.
Why does it need to be maflet?
You're saying once it's mavliya, that's enough. So it needs to heat it.
Saying that since they're different parts,
it needs to heat it and then get it out.
So the dairy spoon's cold. That's what we're saying. I mean, sorry, the rice is cold, we're saying.
No. If the rice is yatzel lettuce bow.
So then what's the...
Let's talk about a let's give it in other words, let's leave aside the chicken soup case, because that might be a little different. Let's take the rice case, or we'll take the case where actually the marshal, one of the places where he yells at the Rama writes that if you have a hot piece of meat, right, you take a steak out of the oven, you put it on a kli sheni, you put it onto a plate, and then you cut it with a milchig knife. So, let's assume the knife is clean. So, it can't be maflit and mavliya. And therefore, the Rama writes that if it's a kli sheni, the meat would be mutter. He says you need a klipa because, he assumes that the knife is dirty. Whereas if it was on a kli rishon, right, let's say you cut the steak while it was still in the pan that it was cooked in, then the meat would be kulo aser from being cut from the milchik knife. But if you move it to a kli sheni, it's really nothing should be aser, but it asers kedei klipa because of the blios, because of the shanunis on the knife. Right? If you want to take a look at that, I guess if you all have your Shulchan Aruch, where was that? Sadi Dalid. It has to be, Sadi Dalid in the Ramah, Sif Zion, right? So just read. Kol Zeh B'Basar Roseach B'Kli Rishon. When is it true that if you use a milchik, let's say Ben Yomo knife, on a hot piece of meat? So when is it? When does it aser the? So the Mechaber said it asers the whole meat. Now why the Mechaber says that is another strange thing, because you should say it should only aser a klipah and a tila, right? Why kulo? That's because there's also docha de sakina over there. But anyway, so you have a milchik knife, again ben yomo milchik ben yomo knife. and a cutting a piece of meat. So the Mechaber says the whole piece of meat becomes asur, right? Says the Rama, that's only calls it basar osech the kli rishon. Ba'az imasakin ben yomo bein shishim bebasar neged asakin a kol asur. Afasakin tzarech hagala. In other words, the meat asurs the knife asurs the meat. Aval imhu kli sheni habasar tzarech klipa. Asakin itza, if it's a klisheni, then no, you don't really have to worry about blios. So you need a klipa because of the shamnunis on the knife, and you'll need an itza on the knife. In other words, there's no blios into the knife, just but you need to do an itza to get off again the shamnunis.
What's
an itza? Stabbing the ground. It's using an abrasive to clean the knife from the sticky shamnunis that's on it. So that's what the Rama says. So the Taz over here, you should all see this Taz if you haven't seen it yet. The Taz says, you know, usually the Rama is in love with the Isser V'Heter. And Isser V'Heter is Machmir over here. Why is he Meiko? And also the Marshal is Machmir. So now, you could say, for the Marshal, what difference does it make? Right? What difference does it make? After all, even klisheni is machmir if it's yadzal lattice bow, and here it's yadzal lattice bow. So the answer is, as the Gilyon Marshal points out, that there's two nafkaminas according to the Marshal in terms of the chumra of davar gush in its being a kli rishon and not being a klisheni. Nafkamina number one is nafkamina wouldn't be for the Marshal, would be for us. Even though we're machmir for klisheni, but the makom hefsid, we could be meiko, right? And nafkamina, or for the taz, let's say, right? Remember, the taz was choshish for the Marshal by klisheni, but he would be meiko for makom hefsid. And number two, nafkamina number two, is that it's not maflit umavliya ke'echad. In other words, klisheni davar lach, even though it's mavliya bekulo, it's not maflit umavliya ke'echad. But since the Marshal says that davar gush has a din of a kli rishon, so it's capable of being maflit umavliya ke'echad.
But where's such a case? Where's such a case where it's gush? I mean, generally, maflit umavliya ke'echad in a way where there's some liquid intermediate. How
could you
have both cases?
Are we saying that the spoon has to be
mouthed
and then...
Well, for one thing, if the knife is cold. So, in order to usher the knife, right, wouldn't you say it has to be maflet umavliya ke'achad? It has to, A, be maflet from the knife. Tom blios to go from the knife, from the meat out of the meat. And then also to be nivla into the knife. In other words, heat the knife to the point that it could be nivla. So would you need to do hagala on the knife? So if it was davar lach, you shouldn't need to do hagala on the knife. But if it was davar, but because he says davar gush has a din of a kli rishon, you would need to do hagala on the knife.
That's called maflet. That's in this case you need maflet, not big. I thought.
Yes, I think so.
Also, the food would be liquid. Right.
You need to heat the knife, and the food's much
more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
Heating is called another step. And
so yeah, we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. We'll get there, but generally speaking, we'll see this when we do the Rama in just a moment. But yeah, heating is a step. But let's get there. So back to the davar gush nafkamina. Right? So the gush davar gush nafkamina. So again, the Chavustah says davar gush will be a nafkamina between again what's ikar in terms of dofnosa of mischamimos or miskariros, right? Now, just one second. Now, So, what's the halacha in this case? So, as we mentioned already, the marshal is machmir for davar gush, the dino kikli rishon. The Rama, as we just read here in Tzadi Dalet, and also in our simon kuf hey, is mekel by davar gush. There's also a third opinion, if you look at this taz here, maybe we'll talk about it, maybe not, but the taz that I just cited to you, on taz, simon tzadi dalet, sif katan dalet, who paskins a pshara between the Maharshal and the Rama. He thinks that by davar gush plus docha de sakina you would be machmir, like in this case, where you cut the flesh, the piece of meat, hot meat on a klisheni with a milchig knife, but not without docha de sakina, not like a spoon, let's say. Right? And we'll talk about in a minute why he would say that. So the Chavos Das says, it's very simple. The Marshal goes ahead and says that you need Dofnos of Miskariros, and therefore Davar Gush doesn't have Dofnos of Miskariros. And the Rama says, no, for something to have a Kli Rishon, you need Dofnos of Mischamimos. And you don't have Dofnos of Mischamimos over here. That's the Nafka Mina. However, if you look at the Marshal inside, he himself, L'chor is machmir either way, because he says that he's machmir not because of this diuk in Tosfos, that, well, Tosfos says it's only a klisheni if you have dofnos and miskaros, and here it's not dofnos and miskaros. He really just comes from the Metzias, that the Metzias is that davar gush, cool, much slower than something liquidy. If you go ahead and you take a baked potato right outside of the oven, you bake a potato in the oven, it's in the oven for whatever it is, 45 minutes, and you take it out and you put it onto a plate, it's going to be hot and stay hot for much longer than a bowl of soup that you pour from a pot on the fire. But anyway, at least in Lundus, you might say that is the difference. So, just to summarize, this position of being machmir for davar gush could be based off of, I guess, two reasons. Number one is there's no dofnos of miskaros, and number two is that the way the Marshal seems to say it is that when it comes to liquid, so liquids convey heat, for the most part, water is a carrier of heat and coolness, so it cools evenly. So the coldness of the bowl, I suppose, will cool the soup, even like the middle of the soup will become cool. Mashain kain, when it comes to the hot potato, so solids don't convey heat, and therefore the middle of the hot potato, at the very least, will remain very, very hot for a very long period of time, even after it's taken off of the fire and put onto a klisheni. Now, part of this issue is, what's the ikar chiluk? Is it the walls, contact with the walls, or is it solid versus liquid? And that's not so clear. And you see that from the shach in our simon, that long shach, basically seems to be misupik about this point. And he says maybe that's going to be the difference between the Isser Veheter versus the Marshal, and how do you treat rice. So if you have rice that sort of is soft rice, that takes on the shape of the bowl, so the Marshal says he's machmir by Orez V'duchan. So he says, well, maybe even though there you have Dofnos of Miskareros, still the Marshal's machmir. Why? Because it's a solid, so it doesn't convey heat. Or, but the Isser V'Heter in that case is Mako. And then he says, maybe even the Marshal would be Mako. Why? Because the Marshal is talking about rice that's soft and takes on the shape of the bowl. But if you had, the Marshal is talking about rice that's soft and takes on the shape of the bowl. But if you had more solid, clumpy rice, that's when the Marshal's machmir. So he's not really sure what the Marshal's position is. His bottom line, though, is he's willing to be makel for solids that take on the shape of the bowl. His conclusion is, Miuvadi be'oz v'dochan im hutzalul v'nishbach ke'en rotev, so rice that pours, niradiyesh lismoch adivrei harav, then you could be somech on the Ramah, v'chein mashma abisr v'heter, like he said, d'davka b'davar yavesh lo shayach kli sheni. So, maybe even the Marshal is only makel, is only machmir ba'oriz v'dochan slulim. So he's willing, he's not sure whether the Marshal, maybe the Marshal himself would be machmir even for oriz v'dochan if it's not salul. But the Shach himself thinks you should be choshesh for the Marshal if it's oriz v'dochan slulim, and kol shekein if it's like a salad, like a baked potato or a piece of meat. Now, and this is another version of this question would be like something like a chalent, where you have salads in rotev, right? What would the halacha be in that case? You have potatoes and meat and the like, but you also, let's say a liquidy chalent. So that would also be the same nafgamina, where maybe the Marshal would be machmir in that case, but here there's more room for leniency.
Yeah.
Now,
I know the discussions in Hilchos Shabbos are these exact same discussions. Marshal Shita by Hilchos Shabbos would be the same.
Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. We're going to talk about whether the Marshal applies to Bishul also, but okay. So we'll get there in just a moment. Now, why doesn't the Marshal, the Rama, like this Chumra? Right, like the Taz pointed out, he's in love with the Yisr V'Hedder. So why is he Mako? So the Ramah really has two tainos on this Chumrah in the Dark Emotion, our Siman. Number one is he proves it from the Rashba. Very interesting proof, because we don't even accept the Rashba. But the Rashba that we talked about last time, who said that Klisheni is Mavliya Bekulo, or Kedei Klipa, unclear, and even Pachos Miyad to Lettuce, both Tchombe Sashchit. And what was the Rashba's big raya to be Machmir for Blios, at least Klipa, the Klisheni? The Gemara that said that the Tchombe Sashchit is Roseach, it is a problem. Now, says the Ramah, one second. If you think Davar Gush is like totally different, so how could you extrapolate from there, which is Davar Gush, to a regular place of a liquid and a klisheni? Maybe gush is different. Must be that the Marshal is wrong. Now, you could be docha that in a couple of ways, but the most pashut shot in terms of being docha this raya is, first of all, within the Rashba itself, nothing has to do with Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, right? All we care about is temperature. So the Rashba says, look, Chom Beis Hashchitas, Pachos Miatza Lettuce Bow, and the like. The Rashba wouldn't make this chiluk between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni and Gush and Lach. Even the Ramah should agree. Even the Marshal would agree. The Rashba's Shita, as we discussed last time, is everything is telling the temperature. So the fact that the Rashba brings a raya from Chom Beis Hashchita, which is gush, to a bowl of chicken soup, doesn't prove anything. Ledidan, because Ledidan, we think it's not just tali and temperature. We think there is a chiluk between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. So that's why perhaps you can't bring a kasha from the Rashba on the Marshal. Now the second question that the Rama asks on the Marshal is, he says, the chush ma'akhish. We see that solid things cool down very quickly, and a hot bowl of soup could stay hot for a long time. So, you know, the Marshal brought his raya from the Metzias and says, chush ma'akhish. Well, I bring my raya from my Metzias, and I say, chush ma'akhish, which is, of course, very strange, because they're both bringing a raya from the Metzias against them. So one possible answer to this question is something I think that the might be suggested in the Sefer Orchel Shabbos on Hilchos Shabbos. It's a very excellent Hilchos Shabbos Sefer, written by Rav Gelber and Rav, what's the other one? The Rav from Harnof? Reuben. So, anyway, I think they suggest the following, which might have very important nafkaminas for Shabbos. Of course, the outside of the Davar Gush will cool fast and maybe even faster than a liquid. But at the same time, the inside of the Davar Gush, because heat doesn't transfer and it doesn't have direct exposure to the dofnos, will stay hot much longer. Like we said before, the inside of a hot potato could stay very hot for quite a long time. And even if you touch the outside of the baked potato and it's not so hot anymore, but if you were to cut it open and touch the middle, it could be quite hot.
That's because it has like diaphanos?
It's because, A, the inside isn't exposed to the diaphanos, so ikilu has its own dofnos of mischamimos, plus the chiluk that the Marshal points out, that it doesn't transfer. Right? If you actually look at the Marshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo in Pargita Nashe, it doesn't sound like this answer, but that would be a way of sort of being miyashev why the Rama and the Marshal both thought that the Metzias supports their view. Now, this might actually have a very interesting practical halacha when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, which is even if you want to be machmir for the Marshal, that means you might not have to get so worried, and this is what that footnote in Hilchos Shabbos discusses, that, oh no, maybe my steak is going to touch my salad or the like. If it's already cooked, you could be mako, right? If it's steak touching a potato, but or broccoli that's cooked. But let's say, I don't know, my steak's going to touch my salad, right? Well, what's going to touch your salad is the outside of the steak. The outside of the steak, by the time it's on your plate and touching the salad, is probably not very hot at all. And even if the inside of the steak is very hot, but that's not the part that's going to accidentally bump into your salad.
What about like coleslaw with liquid there?
So maybe that's a problem. That would be potentially more of an issue. You have to see how you're, you know, sometimes for liquids they're already cooked, in which case we're making for ein bishal achar bishal for this. That's what you can make on ketchup. But yeah, coleslaw, I guess probably the mayonnaise is mixed with water, so that could be more of an issue, but
not
if it's just
absorbed.
No, he's saying it like it gets all over the place, even when the middle. But if it's just right, but I'm saying if it's just like a little bit of, you know, on the edge touching, maybe there's room for leading to take
like
a
pour your
take a
on
right
your
right exactly lunch, don't shit, right. Anyway, take a look at the Orchel Shabbos, and he talks about that. Just 1 second. Let's just now one last question, which gets to the point Robbie brought up, which is the Marshal Machmir for Bishel or just for Blios? In other words, Lagabe Shabbos, this would be more of a nafkamina, right? Maybe you don't have to worry about the Marshal for your coleslaw touching your steak, because the Marshal only said his chiddush Lagabe Blios, not Lagabe Bishel. Lagabe Bishel, it has no capacity to be Mevashel. So this is a debate. If you look at the Magen Avraham, Shin Yud Chesif Kat Mem Hei, he says we're machmir even Lagabe Bishel. So it's Mevashel Bekulo. There's no difference between Bishel and Blios. That's his claim.
With the rotet or anything? Have
cooked? No, understand.
Aren't we talking about on a plate you have a steak and another
coleslaw, or broccoli. You have raw broccoli touching your baked potato on Shabbos.
You don't need rotet.
For bishels? If you think it's Kikli Rishon, it would be a problem. Right? What? Who's Machmir? The Magen Avraham. So that's the view of the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham is Lashitaso, because in Simon Shin Yud Ches Sifkat Melamed Hey, he says that he's even choshish for Bishel for Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach, which means to say he doesn't think that for Bishel you need any connection to the fire. Happens to be most disagree with him on that point. So if you held that for Bishul you need some type of connection to the fire, so then you wouldn't make sense to say also that Davar Gush is Mevashel in a Klisheni. There's no connection to the fire. The Rambam thinks that for Bishul even Irosh Nifsak HaKiluach is Mevashel, and therefore, and likewise he says that Davar Gush is Mevashel in a Klisheni. But the Chavos Das is Medayik from the Isser B'Heter, that he, even though the Isser B'Heter, like we said, is Machmir for Davar Gush, he's Mekel with Abbe Bishul. This is also the view of the Minchas Yaakov, that it's only Mavliya, it's not Mevashel. The truth is, in Isser B'Heter, it's a little confusing. At the beginning, he sounds like it's Mevashel. If you look back at that Taz in Sadi Dalid, he quotes that the Taz, that according to the Isser B'Heter, it would be even Aser B'Hanah. And let's take that case of cutting the fleishik steak, most steaks are fleishik, right? With the hot steak with a milchik knife. So not only is it aser b'achila, but it's aser b'hanah, which presumably assumes that there's bishul. So it sounds like from the beginning of the Isser B'Heter that he's machmir for bishul. At the end of the Isser B'Heter he just talks about bleo. It's not so clear what the Isser B'Heter holds. But at least a number of achronim, including the Minchas Yaakov, the Chavos Das, and others, say no, that this view, this stringent view of the Marshal, is only said with respect to Blios and not with respect to Bishul. And certainly if you hold to the Graz interpretation of Yerushalmi that we quoted last time, that for Bishul you need some Sheichus to the Eish or the Kli Rishon, then it would make sense to be Mako. The Shach in our Simon Kofei Sifkat Ches, says Mevashel. Sounds like he's Machmir like Magen Avraham, but the Minchas Yaakov tries to show that the Shach must be Lavdavka, and it's only Blio. So this is, as I said, the Minchas Yaakov is Meiko, Magen Avraham is Machmir. Now, maybe a Raya Lahakel would be as follows. The Gra in our Simon brings a Raya against the Marshal from the Gemara in Chulin and Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to have Milchiks and Fleishiks on the same table. Gzeira, that you'll mix them together and have Bas B'challah. The Gemara says, 1 second. On a table, that's not going to be Bishul D'Oraisa, so it would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira to have this restriction. The Gemara says, no, maybe you'll bring an Ilfis, maybe you'll bring a pot onto the table, right? So let's say I bring my Fleishik pot, my Chalit pot onto the table, so then it's Kli Rishon. So it could come to Bishul. Let's say you put some milk into your chalent. Okay, fine. So, if the Marshal's right, of course you could have Bishul on the table, right? Because every davar gush, every steak on the table, even if you don't bring a pot to the table, you're a mensch. But still, every davar gush, there's Bishul. So you see two things. Number one, you see that the Gra assumed that the Marshal is machmir for Bishul, like the Magen Avraham. But second of all, you see that one way to sort of be miyashev this shita, the Marshal or the shitas, is by saying like the Minchas Yaakov, that no, the Marshal was only machmir for blios, so there still wouldn't be Bishul Bas B'Chalav. If you don't say like that, I suppose you'd have to say, what would the Magen Avraham say? I don't know. It's hard to answer that question, right? You know, maybe you could say it's Bishul de Rabbanan, but still, it would still be Gzera L'Gzera. In other words, right, not so clear. That's why the Gra thinks it's a very good Raya, at least to slug up that position. So that would be a middle view. In other words, again, according to a number of Achronim, we would be Machmir for Yaradaya, for the Marshal, but Mekel in terms of Hilchos Shabbos.
The point of that Gemara is that you only have Gzeira L'Gzeira when it will ultimately yield an Isser D'Oraisa of Bas B'Chalav, which it will not in this case.
Right.
It will never yield an Isser. So there wouldn't be Gzeira, meaning that's...
No, but that's the thing. It still could be Aser on Shabbos because of Bishul D'Rabbanan.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
If the Marshal's
Machmir
for Blios, then I don't understand. The Gemara is saying you have to have a pot that's there. That's a gross question.
Why, yeah, but it's not... Blios doesn't create Bas B'Chalav D'Oraisa.
Even according to the Marshal?
Sure, you need Bishul. Daf Bishul Aser Teira. Lo Tevashel Gedi V'Chalei Vimal.
So even if there's a pot?
If you have a pot, if you mix ground, you know, steak and milk, and you push it together, and you, whatever it is, if there's not Bishul, there's no Aser D'Oraisa.
So that's the question. Even in that case, it should be
So if you went like the Marshal, the Gra says, then why did the Gemara have to come on to the answer that you brought a pot to the table? Every time you bring a steak to the table on a plate, there's going to be Bishul Deraisa.
That's Bishul Deraisa?
According to Marshal, as understood by the Magen Avraham. Right. So that's, so again, one way to be Miyashiv the Marshal from the Gra's Raya is to say like the Minchas Yankif. Right? That's one of the reasons why he says it.
We have Blios.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay, and again, maybe even the Magen Avraham thinks it's only Bishul Derabanan. Otherwise, it's a Meforish Gemara against the Schumra.
Bishul Derabanan would be the same thing as Blios?
That
not their Bishul?
That Bishul Derabanan's Aser in Shabbos, so Dover Gush is capable of being Mevashal Midrabanan on Shabbos, but not Bishul Derais. And in Mela, it would still be Xer L'Xera.
Yeah,
the Gemara in Chulin, and therefore the Gemara in Chulin says it's never going to be an issue of rice unless you bring the pot to the table. But in terms of Shabbos, it's still usher to mix your steak with your coleslaw, or whatever it is. But again, that's another reason why one could be, you know, there's less of a concern in terms of Hilchot Shabbos. So how do we paskin? Then I'll take your question. Do we paskin like this, Marshal? So the Chachmas Adam, the end of Klal Mem, the Badi Ashulchan in Simen Kofes of Klal Nun Vav says you should only be Mekel in a Hasid Miruba. Otherwise, you should be Machmer like the Marshal. What do you think Rabbi Willig says?
Mekel.
Rama?
Exactly.
If you want to be Machmer, Tavolav Bracha, B'diavad, everything is Mutter. I think I heard a similar point from Rabbi Simon once. Other poskim I've heard say that you should only be Mekel b'makom hefsid, though not necessarily hefsid meruba. But again, in those dishes shilas that we were discussing, this would be another tzad lahakel. Okay, yes?
The case of gush will flourish only if you have that after the gush lands on the plate, talking about another kli, because the gush onto, let's say, the plate itself would be like Eroi.
Well, the Eroi is like, well, let's bring this to our next time. Excellent. So, how you be?
Sorry.
Yes.
Will it be Mekel Lakom Shabbos or more likely to be Machmir, no?
Maybe he's more likely to be Machmir, but I don't know if he is.
Also, the plate is at least one of the sides. It's like a gush is on a plate.
Yeah.
So one of the sides is Mekaro. So
yeah, but the Chiddush of the Marshal is that. But until it's, let's not call it the Marshal, the Machmir view says until it's enveloped, we don't say it's Miskara. The only reason why Klisheni, the Taisa says Klisheni is not Mevashel, is because it envelops the food on all five sides.
I would have thought Tatada would be the main thing.
Okay, you might have said that. That's not what the Machmir is saying.
Okay,
so let's talk about Eroi. Very quickly, unfortunately. We'll have to be Makatsir. So as you saw, the Rishonim discuss what the halacha is by Eroi Kli Rishon, and more or less there are three different views. Now, what issue has to be dealt with is we know from Tasaga, as we said last time, that Cham on Tetzonein, the Gemara says, Adem Balalei, Ademekerlei Balakde Klipa. So if you want to be Mekel for Eroi, well, isn't every Eroi a case of hot unto cold? And we know that hot unto cold, there's at least a klipa's worth of blios. So you can't just say, it's nothing. So how do we deal with that? So the first view on Eroi Kli Rishon is the Rashbam. And he says, Eroi is kiklisheni. It's not mevashal at all. But doesn't the Gemara say, Ademeker le bala porta? That's blios. The Rashbam will say, like we talked about last time, we're machalik between blios and bishul. So there's blios kadei klipa, but not bishul kadei klipa. That is the view of the Rashbam. Now, there's an additional point, which is if you take a look at the shach in Simen Kuf Hei, Sif Katan Hei, he points out that even according to Rashbam, that it's mavliya kedei klipa, it's not maflit u mavliya ke'achad. How does he know that? because the Rashbam says you're allowed to do malika. Right? What's malika? They used to, you know, you need to take the feathers off of the chicken. So if you ever try pulling a feather out of a chicken, it's not so easy. So one very easy way to do it is to pour hot water onto the chicken, and that softens it up, and then you can pull out the feathers easily. What's the problem? Assuming you haven't salted your chicken yet, it's full of blood. So the Rashbam still says it's okay. You can go ahead and pour that hot water onto your chicken and pull out the feathers. So why? It should basically aser a klipa of the chicken. Why does it aser a klipa of the chicken? Because there's dam, chicken's full of dam, and when you pour that iroi kli rishon, should aser that klipa. That's actually the way we paskin. The Rama paskins that way. But the Rashbam was makel. So why was he makel? So that's what the Shachan Ar Siman says. Yeah, it could be mavliya kade klipa, but it can't be mafladu mavliya ka echad. What does that have to do with anything? That's what I was telling you before. To aser the chicken, it has to do two things. It has to, A, heat up the blood, and B, shtup it into the chicken.
Oh, I thought that was
and getting it a klipa.
From the chicken and then pull it back into it.
So, therefore, okay, either one. You don't even really need to be maflit from the, we'll see soon. There's actually also discussion. But it could be that you don't need it to be maflit because it's not balua in the chicken, it's ben in the chicken. We talk about meat with salt. We don't necessarily treat, not salt, blood, unsalted meat like balua, for example, with respect to the halacha of ein balua yotib lorotev, because it's like a sponge or something like that. So anyway, so therefore he says that it doesn't aser even a klipa, because it's not mafladu mavliya ke'achad. In other words, for it to become aser, it would need to basically enter the water and then leave the water, right? It need to be nivla into the water and then maflit from the water back into the chicken. Can't be maflit mavliya ke'achad. It can't go into the water and then out of the water. And therefore, maliga is mutter according to Rashba. Okay, that's the first opinion. So again, it's maflit klipa, but it's not maflit mavliya klipa, and it's certainly not mevashel at all. Opinion number two is the Ri, and this is also Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosas and Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Bali Tosas seem to switch around names in this position. And they say, no, Taka, it asers Bekulo. Iroi Kli Rishon is Oser Kulo. Well, one second, doesn't that go against the Gemara that said that it's that cham letoch sonein ademeker lebala porta klipa, but not kulo. So here's where Tosfos answers, and other Rishonim say you have to say the Ranan of Odazar says this as well. You have to be mechalek between iroi that nifsak hakiluach and lo nifsak hakiluach. When do we say? When does the Ri hold that it's Mevashel kulo, that's iro nifsak hakiluach, like the example we gave with the urn onto the bottle. But if it's nifsak hakiluach, then like the case of tasa gabar, right? So hot onto cold, that's only a klipa because it's nifsak hakiluach. That's the answer you have to say. So it's important to keep in mind that it's only within this view that you're at least forced to come onto the chiluk between nifsak and lo nifsak hakiluach. Which is important because, as we noted before, we don't paskin like this view. We paskin it's only mevashel kadei klipa, in which case there's no echreach to be mechalik between nifsak and lo nifsak hakiluach. But you still might want to do that. You might think it makes sense. You might think it could only be mevashel if lo nifsak hakiluach, because if nifsak hakiluach, then it lost that chibor to the kli rishon, which is important vis-a-vis bishel or the like. But at least in terms of the echreach to be mechalik between Bishel and between Nifsak and Lo Nifsak, that's only necessary according to this view, which, as we noted, at least in the world of Yoredeya, we don't accept. And the third view, this is the view that Tosfos seems to like the most, is that it's Mevashel Kadei Klipa. Not Rashbam, that's not Mevashel at all. not to read that it's mevatel kulo. And his view seems to be based off of the fact that we will equate blios and bishul. Just like blios we say hamaker lebala porta, so too mevatel porta. Okay. Now, the Shach goes through very beautifully. We don't have time today. All the different shitos of the Rishonim in this, Ayin Shan, for beautiful development. But let's just talk about a very important point, which is Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach. So the Shach, again, our Simon, Sif Katan Hey, says that we're Machmir for Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach, that it's Mavliya Kedei Klipa. In other words, just like Iroi Shalom Nifzak HaKiluach is Mavliya Kedei Klipa, so too Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach is Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Others, like the Chazon Ish, disagree. Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach is garnished. It's klisheni, obviously, but we're makel for klisheni, at least b'diavad. So Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach is a klisheni, and he's medayik that way from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is Simen Kuf Ayin Vav. It was medayik that way from the Trumas Maram. And there's a lot of evidence for this view. A lot of evidence with the view that Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach is nothing for a klisheni, but not more than a klisheni.
According to the three positions that you just said, they would all be machmir.
We don't know what the middle what the Tosus's position would be for Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach. I just said there's no chreach to be machalik, but I have no idea what he would say. Maybe he only thinks that there is a problem for Iroi Shalom Nifzak. Now maybe you'll say, one second, the reason to be machmir not shaila is because we know how to make our lay bar laporta, and l'chore that's even lo nifzak hakiluach. Okay, that might be a raya, but I don't know if it's, you have to say that. Trumas Hadeshen doesn't need to be saying that.
But if Chavos Das says he could be saying mevashel, he's not sure. Trumas Hadeshen.
Yeah. Mevashel. So a lot of these rayos are unclear. We'll talk about how we pass the lemaisa, but at least that's the Chazon Ish's view against the Shach. Now, lemaisa, the Shach, has a very interesting issue, which is that the Ramah says that this is Simon Sadi Beis Siv Zayin against him. He doesn't want to go against the Ramah, right? We know that the Shach really doesn't like to go against the Ramah. Sometimes he has to, like we talked about David Gun, but generally speaking, he doesn't. Well, the Ramah writes in Zim and Sadi Beis, of Zion, the Kiluach min HaKeder Osacha, Shahalach El Keder Tzomenes. Let's say you have a pot on your fire and it boils over, right? And what happens when pots boil over? It happens all the time. So let's say it's a pot of boiling milk. So the milk boils over, it rolls down the sides of the pot, it then rolls along the floor of the stove and touches a fleishig pot. What's the halacha with the fleishig pot? The fleishig pot's cold. So the Ramah says, it's okay. The kiluach min hakeder osacha shahalach el kedera tzonenes im nifzak hakiluach min hakeder osacha skodim shegia al hatzonen havi kemo klisheni. Such a mutter. So what do you see? B'chora, Iroi, Shenifzak HaKiluach, Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach, is Dino Kiklisheni. Again, that's Nifzak, he said over there. And Nifzak HaKiluach, meaning to say, there's not a straight, if it's still connected, there's Mamish, it's boiling over as we speak, and it's still connected, then he's Machmir. That relates to, I think we I don't know if we did this last time, we talked about Tasa Gavar, but anyway. Whatever that is, we'll get back to that next time. But if it's Nifzak HaKiluach, if it's not like a straight connection from the boiling over pot, milk pot, to the fleishig pot, so it's Dino Kiklisheni. But the Shach says that's Kash on me, because the Ramah says it's Mutter if it's Nifzak HaKiluach, but I just said Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach is Kikli, is Klipa, it's like a Kli Rishon in that respect. So the Shach says, no, that's worse. That's Nifzak v'Nizchal. Iroi Shenifzak v'Nizchal, I agree.
The Shach doesn't call it
No. Forget Bishel. We want to know if the kasher, the flesh should pot.
What's Nischal?
Nischal is like it rolls along the floor.
Because the floor is cold?
We could talk about why, but let's say.
You'd have to kasher because of Bliel, even with that Bishel?
Of course. You can't. You have your fleshik pot with milchik's blios in it. You can't cook fleshiks in it, right?
Okay.
Good. So, he says that's different because that's nifsak v'nizchal hakiluach. That's in the shach sifkat and lamed dalet over there. Oh. And that's like tartila reyasa. The source for this, by the way, this whole Ramah is from the Trumas Hadashim. And, okay. So the question is how does this apply for Bishul? And that's the Chavos Das you saw, right? You saw the Chavos Das and Simon Tzadi Beis Sifkan Chav Gimel. It's a very important Chavos Das. And he's Lashitas over there against the Magen Avram, right? Anyway, won't get into that now. So Lahalacha, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Chazon Ish or like the Shach? So they were Machmir. This comes up all the time. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a milchik pot on your stove. It's off, right? But you're in Washington Heights. You never have room to put away your pots. So you left your milchik pot on the stove and you fried something fleishiks. And when you fry things, so like you're frying schnitzel, right? So the oil splatters. And now you look at your milchik pot and you see little splatterings of oil, little oil stains, on the sides of your milchik pot. So, if you learn like the shach, you'll need a kasher your pot. If you learn, right, because there'll be a klipa, it'll also be the outer klipa of the pot, but then you can't cook milchiks in the pot anymore if there's a klipa on the outside of the pot. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about why, but because as long as there are blios in the walls, when you do bishul, it absorbs the blios from the whole wall, right?
You have shishi.
Oh, maybe. You're going to rely on the rashba. No, you could kasher it.
So actually, if there's shishi here?
No. I don't think we would say l'chatchila. That's what the Rashba says, but we reject. The Rashba says that any time it's derech hashtamshus b'shefa, so it's mutter to use a treif pot or a milchik pot or whatever it is. But we don't pass when we saw the shach and the taz don't accept that Rashba, and we say that if there's non-kosher blios in the pot, or in this case, they're fleshig blios in the milchik pot. Even if mistama, however you use it, there will be bittel b'shishim, it's still aser. It's aser al bittel aser l'chatchila. Right? So therefore, you'd have to kasher your pot if you learn like the shach. If you learn like the Chazon Ish, you just have to wash the pot, and it should be okay. Right? So how do we paskin? So I think we're machmir on the shayla. But if there are other snifim l'hakel, then we are sometimes mitzdaref the view of the Chazon Ish. So I'll give you an example of another snif l'hakel case. We'll talk about it soon. We're supposed to talk about it today. I don't know if we got there. But let's say somebody it was a sink shayla, that there was irish nifsa kaki luach of fleishiks into their milchik sink. So there are other snifim for sink l'hakel. So maybe there's more room to be made. We'll talk about that, though. We have to say a lot about sinks. Even there, we might suggest koshering. It happens to be very easy to kosher. You could kosher all day, Roy. Even the Yerush and Nisak. Okay. Now, what time is it? I guess we can't go on. Okay. There are just a couple more points from Sif base that we have to discuss. But for the most part, next time Be'ezus Hashem will go on in terms of Sif Gimel and onwards on Wednesday. Have a good day.
One second.
Where's my recorder go? Oh no. That's a very bad place to keep your recorder.